Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Conti's Law with your host, Attorney Michelle Conti, your legal concierge. We're here this morning with a longtime friend of mine, Rob Fisher. He is a partner at Edgar Snyder. He's been in the, he worked in the insurance defense field for almost a decade, and then he transitioned. He's a partner now and handles all types of personal injury matters. So welcome, Rob. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Michelle.
So why I have you here today, and as my listeners know, typically it's just me talking about variations of estate planning and tax implications. Why you're here, and we can get into more detail, is we've worked together for a really long time. And obviously, you are very well suited in the niche that you're in with personal injury. Can you go into detail for the listeners who really don't know what personal injury means?
Okay, so I've been at Edgar Snyder for 8 years, but I've really been doing this for almost 20 because I worked for all the big bad insurance companies before this.
Right.
What we do and how I explain it to anybody that calls is when you're injured in any type of accident, motor vehicle, motorcycle, fall down, slip and falls, you know, some sort of product, a workers' compensation type situation, or even a dog bite, we help people get their lives back on track. We represent them against the insurance companies and the property owners and the defendants, and we help them get a recovery for whatever their damages may be, which is usually very significant injuries, wage loss, medical bills. But the goal is really to get people back on track and moving. That is our objective every time. So we are here to help people.
So when I think when I meet with my clients and they have a matter that I think is suitable for you, most of the time the misconception is, well, I have to have been in a car accident where there's significant damage, meaning that they can never work again. What I want everybody to understand, at least from my understanding, is that it could be something as simple as you know, the car accident. You don't necessarily have to die, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, that's interesting. This region, Pittsburgh, it's a very proud region. So a lot of people that come talk to us, talk to me specifically, always will say things like, look, I'm not a litigious person. I don't really like to sue. And I agree with all of that. There's nothing wrong with having that mindset. The problem is whenever you are in any type of accident where you actually are injured, you almost have a duty to do something about it. I would tell this to my brother, sister, uncle, aunt, cousin, father, child. You have to do something. So it's not that we require you to, you know, be mangled in a motor vehicle accident to call us. It's if you've been damaged and you are suffering and you are having loss, whether it be wages or whether it be medical bills or whatever, you got to call an attorney and deal with it because you have to. It's almost your duty. To not do it is folly. It's just not the right way to operate. And if you call and you're not injured, then we would tell you, hey, we can't represent you. You're fine. Don't worry about it. And I hope that's what happens. I hope everybody's not injured, but that's not what happens. But you have to do something. You can't just do nothing because bills will pile up and it's just a lot more on your plate that while you're trying to recover from whatever happened to you, you need help to do so.
And that's one of the reasons that, now granted we've been friends, but even if we weren't, that's one of the reasons that I like working with you and I respect you. And I think most of my listeners, when I meet with them in person, we have that personal connection, but they trust what we do and what we recommend. And if I personally wouldn't use you, I wouldn't recommend you. I mean, that's the way I think of things. And so I know personally when my husband, when Jason was in a car accident, you were the first person I called. And I said, is there anything that can be done? And thankfully he wasn't injured and he was fine. And you were honest and said, you know, no, there's nothing you can do at this time. A lot of attorneys that I have, a lot of attorneys that I have met, and we've been doing this nearly the same amount, 2 decades, they will take any case and they will litigate even if there's not a reason to litigate. And you don't do that.
No, it's a twofold type of thing. You have to be real, especially again in Pittsburgh. Everybody just wants somebody that's real. So right. Look, you know, I'll give you an example. Like the last two cases that we just took, you know, they're significant injuries. You know, they're not, you know, life altering, but there's people with broken bones and surgeries. And it's, hey, look, you know, we're going to represent you. We'll deal with the insurance companies. We'll deal with your medical bills to make sure they're paid. We'll help you with your wage loss. We will get you back on your feet and running. Your job is to just get better, because that's really the goal. Everybody knows when they have a lot on their plate, nothing gets done. Our goal is to take the plate and do all the work and get them right. And then at the end of the case, and I tell everybody this, the goal is to get you as much money as we can get you. There is no magic number. There is no value. It's just we're going to do the best job we can do for you because that's what we do. And I could tell you, from an outsider looking in when I did insurance work, the type of work that we do at our firm, it's full service. That's not something I'm saying to you as a some sort of promotion. It really is. We have, you know, I have an assistant. I have a paralegal. There's multiple lawyers that I work with. There's just resources everywhere. We have investigators that go out to the scene. So, because I'm sure this is going to be your next question, while we don't chase down, you know, people that are okay, when you are really seriously injured, you know, getting on top of this is the most important thing. So we have an in-house, you know, trooper who goes out and gets things done right away, gets a scene investigation done, canvasses the scene for witnesses, you know, talks to police officers. You know, whatever we need to do, we're going to do it depending on what needs to be done. And that's the goal.
So if I were a listener and I was injured, and I wanted to reach out. And by the way, for those of you listening, I will give our contact information shortly. But if I wanted to ask you or tell you that I'm injured, this is my case, what can we do? Is it better to let time lapse? Is it better to call right away? How soon should we call?
Well, the first thing you should do, it depends on the type of accident. You know, if it's a motor vehicle accident, let's just use those, which are more common than anything else. You know, your first steps are to, you know, if you're injured, call the police. You know, that's step one. You know, exchange insurance information if you're able to. You know, get yourself to whatever facility you need to get to get yourself looked at. That's most important. You don't need a lawyer at the scene of an accident. You need to make sure you're okay and safe, and that you get the appropriate care depending on your injuries. You know, kind of once you settle in, you know, as soon as possible, yeah, you should contact an attorney. It's extremely important. We call it evidence, you know, gets lost the longer things go. You know, people that call us a year after the accident, of course we are going to represent them. It's a little bit more difficult sometimes because we can't grab everything we could get. You know, if there's some issue with a roadway and it's a year later and you wait to call, well, that issue's gone. You know, if there's some stop sign that was not up at the time and we can't capture that, you know, that's gone. That doesn't mean that if you didn't call a lawyer, you know, within the first month, you're screwed. You're not. You can do something. You definitely, you know, the key is get the help, because you have to. And I can't stress that enough. You have to do something. To say that you won't, it's just silly. You're just burning money for no reason.
So time is definitely of the essence there. Before I go into our next question, I want to give the listeners our contact information. If this affects you in any way, or you have questions or concerns and you want to reach out, give us a call, 724-784-0239. And you can always check out our website, www.contilawpgh.com. If you're just tuning in, we have attorney Rob Fisher here from Edgar Snyder. He's a partner over there that I've worked with for nearly 20 years, and he is my go-to on any personal injury matter. We were just discussing how it is important not to let too much time lapse, because you want the evidence that your investigators can recover. You want something there that is tangible, so to speak. But explain to the listeners how much time. So I have, and why I'm asking you this is I've had people come back 20 years later and say, well, I had this happen to me. And it could be a medical malpractice case, a workers' comp case, a motor vehicle matter. And I know we're focusing on the cars, but can you go into a little detail about, as we know, the statute of limitations, how much time does somebody have?
Well, it depends on the case, but the general rule is 2 years. You know, okay. Any type of auto or premises case, like which means a fall down on some property, you have 2 years. So time is of the essence, certainly in cases like that. Yeah, I said you can wait. It's okay if you don't call in the first month, but if you wait 4 years, you're probably out of luck.
Okay. Now, what if I call you? What if this accident happened a year and a half ago? Do I have a big enough window, or do you, as the attorney, do you have a big enough window in that last 6 months to actually get the case established?
Well, that's a very tough question. It really depends on what you're dealing with. You know, if you have a situation, let's say a motor vehicle accident, where you're hit T-bone rear end by a commercial vehicle that has multiple possible owners, and you wait till 6 months prior to the statute, that's a problematic situation. And in some situations, some lawyers might not even take, because you have to identify the proper defendant. So that's, again, why time is of the essence. You know, things like that are much more difficult and risky to handle, and some lawyers won't handle them. And in some situations, we won't, if it's just something we can't lock down in a time period.
Gotcha. And that's what we try to stress to our clients when I sit down with them, and usually they just make mention of, oh, this happened to my kid or my sister. That's the first thing I say, is you can't let too much time go by. It's silly. You know, you mentioned that it's burning money. You know, these people, if it's not their fault, 9 times out of 10, you know, they should seek help. And what's a phone call? It doesn't cost you anything. You might as well get the opinion from a professional who knows what they're doing.
And to that end, and as you were talking, it made me think, you know, a lot of phone calls we get, or a lot of times where I'm talking to somebody that is unsure whether they want to move forward with their case, it's, well, I don't want, especially with auto accidents, you know, I don't want to affect somebody else's insurance.
Right.
And we won't get too nuanced with what's called underinsured coverage, which is your own protection. That's always a big holdup. And I always tell people, look, the second the accident happens, their insurance is affected. Whether you call a lawyer and you go after insurance proceeds is irrelevant. Their insurance goes up, or they're kicked off insurance the second they've impacted your vehicle. What you do to that, you're not doing anything to them. So that's another reason to move forward with what you need to do to be represented.
Absolutely. Now, I know that you personally specialize in the automobile industry. So with the accidents, vehicles of any sort, I guess motorcycles, what happens if I'm hit by a commercial vehicle as opposed to an individual driver? So in your opinion, and I know that there may be some confusion for the listeners, does it matter? Will you go against a commercial company, or do you guys just go after the person? So does that make sense? You know, I think that there's a distinction that people worry they don't know anything about, you know, suing ABC company because their driver hit them.
Okay. I think what you're asking is, well, first off, if you're injured in an accident, we will represent you.
It doesn't matter.
No, I think what you're getting at is, so Pennsylvania is it's not an odd state. This is in most states. Whenever you actually file a lawsuit, now let's scale it back. Just because you call us and we represent you in an accident where you're injured, it doesn't mean you're filing a lawsuit. In fact, lawsuits probably happen maybe 30% of the time. A lot of claims are settled with insurance companies before it ever gets to a lawsuit. So it's not like, well, I was injured, I'm going to get a lawyer and file a lawsuit. That doesn't really work that way. If we are going to file a lawsuit, then if it's against an individual who caused the accident, yes, you're suing the individual. If it's against a company that, you know, had some driver, then you're suing the driver and the company. However, I always tell everybody this, you're really, that's what you have to do according to the law. But in reality, you're only after insurance money. That's the name of the game. So while you're suing Joe Smith, and that's a fictitious name, when you're suing Joe Smith, you're really suing his insurance carrier. You just have to name him because juries are not permitted to know there's an insurance company involved. But ultimately, the insurance company's pulling the strings. They are making the decisions. They are hiring the lawyer. That's how it works. And in fact, if you flip it, if you're ever in an accident that you cause, the first thing you do when you are sued or a claim is made is you turn it into your insurance company, and then they assign you a lawyer per your insurance policy. That's what I used to do, and that's something that's controlled by whatever large or small automobile carrier you have. So that's who's controlling the purse strings and the case on the defensive side of it. So it doesn't matter who hits you. It matters what insurance they have.
And that's good to know. You know, I've known you, I've worked with you for a long time, and I learn something new every time I hear you talk. So I think that's another reason why people should not hesitate to call you, because even though there may not be a litigation period, because you said that typically only happens 30% of the time, it's nice to know that that is a misnomer, so to speak, that person, even though named, isn't really being sued. It's the insurance company who you're dealing with. And as we all know, we shouldn't talk to insurance companies or their attorneys unless you are represented by an attorney. I don't even do what you do, and I know that.
That's the number one rule. Yes.
Don't talk.
You see, you don't need me anymore. Right. Yes.
That's right. Call us. We'll handle it. I think that's really important, because people, if they're willing to tell their story, oftentimes they'll tell it to anybody who's willing to hear, to listen. And I think that's something that most people should take away from this, if they don't already know it, is don't talk to anybody but your attorney.
And you've also captured the second most important thing in the social media era that we live in. Facebook, Twitter, and whatever, I don't know most of the others, Snapchat, whatever they all are.
Right.
When you're in an accident, you know, I think this goes for any type of legal thing you're dealing with. Stay off social media. Do not talk about anything, because whether you like it or not, that's all permanently captured. Even if you try to delete it, you can find it. It becomes evidence in your case, or more importantly, against you.
It is
just very important to keep your accounts private, keep them locked down. Do not talk about these things. That's where we see more problems now than whether somebody actually called an insurance company, because they're digging for your information before
right.
we even get involved 100% of the time.
Right. Just like you have investigators, so does that insurance company.
That is correct. And the first place they search is Google, and mm-hmm. they pull up your name and they find you on whatever social media site you're on, and then they capture and screenshot every single thing you are putting up about your accident. And it's even worse, because then you have family members that also post things, and you really can't control those, and it just sometimes snowballs.
Well, and I think if you remember going back so long ago in law school, I remember my criminal professor asking the question, is your garbage public or private? And everybody said, well, it's mine. It's private. It's nobody can go through that. And if you watch TV or the cop shows, you know, you see the investigator digging through garbage. It is public. I can go and take your garbage if I wanted to. Not that I do, but I could. And I'm not saying investigators necessarily will dig through your garbage, but it's just like the garbage you put out there for everybody to see on Facebook, on whatever, I don't know them either, LinkedIn's, whatever social media site you're on. And I've seen it backfire, even with, you know, completely different realms of the law. But even when we're handling a guardianship or going for litigation in orphans court for some estate matter, we do the same thing. You know, people need to be aware that even if that snapshot you put out there can be deleted in 60 seconds, whatever site that is. It's still there. Any computer forensic person worth their salt can get it.
And the other problem is once it's created, deleting it is actually spoiling evidence. So in reality, it's almost like, you know, burning the car. You can't do any of that stuff. Once you create it and you're in this type of situation, you really aren't supposed to delete it. You're spoiling evidence. So that's the worst part, is we can hide it, you know, hopefully, and lock down the Facebook and all those sites. But ultimately, if you're in litigation, the defense is going to find it.
Right.
And they have every right to find it.
That's really good to know.
Because we would do the same thing to their people.
Absolutely. Right. Very good. I'm going to throw out our information one more time. I know that our show will be wrapping up shortly. But if you have questions, concerns, don't ever hesitate. Give us a call, 724-784-0239. You can always go online and check us out, www.contilawpgh.com. Rob, before we end this show, I want you to talk a little bit, now I'm biased, and we all know that because of our relationship, but what sets you, there's so many, in Pittsburgh especially, every time I turn on the TV, there is some advertisement for call us, we'll get you the most money, we're the best personal injury firm in the world. What sets you apart? So why would I, if I didn't know you, why would I recommend my clients to call you? And I know I'm putting you on the spot.
So for me, that's hard because I'm not one of those people that likes to talk about myself. If I meet a client for the first, a potential client, I don't sit there and talk about all these things I've done. It doesn't matter. In my mind, it's, you know, can I benefit you? So I come from a point of trying to be down to earth, mm-hmm. and I try to be, but we're also very intense. So we're very, let's get going and get this thing crushed out.
Right.
That's what I always use when I talk to people. Let's get it moving. As far as experience wise, you know, I do have almost a decade working for insurance companies. So especially in the, you know, motor vehicle, motorcycle, trucking world, I have a little bit more insight and ability because I've been there. I've defended these cases. I know where the holes are at. I know how to, you know, get around them. You know, from a firm standpoint, and I can't say this enough, and it never shows in the advertising, we are just there for people. We do our best to make them feel comfortable, to take everything off their plate, and to do a great job on the legal end to get the maximum recovery we can possibly get. And it doesn't show till you do it, but if you ask 95% of the people that have ever come through our firm, they'll be like, yeah, they just take care of everything. We just, mm-hmm. we do everything we can to get the best result possible. And that's something a lot of people can promise, but we've delivered on it for 30 plus years.
Excuse me. So I will give you my take, because I know that was a question I just threw out there waiting to see what you'd have to say. But I've worked with you and your clients for a long time. And every single time that I come in and we have that meeting, you know, you say what you have to say and then you leave. You know, you walk out so I can do my piece of it. If it's an estate or we're talking about special needs trust, anything like that. Every single time I have met with a family of yours, they say to me, he treated us like we mattered. He treated us like we were his family, like we were important to him. And I don't know if you actually hear that end of it. I hear it all the time.
Never.
And we,
I don't ask.
You don't ask, right. But we pride ourselves at Conti Law to treat you like family, because we're dealing with a completely different area of the law. You know, usually we're holding their hands, planning their death or planning when somebody does pass. I think your area of the law is more stigmatized, where, you know, they're in there just to get the most amount in recovery, which you should, because that's what your job is to do. But on the human end of it, which is why when I make the referral to call you personally, it's because I know you will hold their hand and you will tell them from the jump the truth. You'll tell them, look, this is what we're going to do. We are intense. We have a team around us that supports this matter, and we're going to focus on making this right for you and your family. And every single time that we've wrapped up a case, that's what we hear is, wow, he made this so easy. He made it feel like our voice was heard and our opinion mattered. And I think that's the most, that's the best compliment, but I think that's the most, the best job that you can give your clients.
You're right. At the end, and I always say this, money doesn't matter. It's what matters is that you do the best so they feel like you cared. Because we care. I mean, in my own mind, I always think I can fix everything. I think that's why it comes across as intense and caring, because the objective is to try to fix their problem. And to that end, you know, I tell everybody this, you know, it's life over case. So you'll have clients ask you questions like, hey, look, I got to get back to work. You know, I have a family to afford, to feed, whatever. It's life over case. So our goal is to help them get their life back.
Well, thank you, Rob. I really appreciate your insight. That's the end of our show this week. Thank you for tuning into Conti's Law. If you have any questions, give us a call, 724-784-0239. Take care, everybody.